The Ringer Wrestling Show is getting you closer to all things pro wrestling. The Masked Man Show with David and Kaz drops every Thursday on the feed, along with a new show hosted by pro wrestling superfan Evan Mack called Mack Mania. Plus, hear instant reactions to all the biggest WWE pay-per-view events with our post-pay-per-view shows. Check out The Ringer Wrestling Show on Spotify or wherever you get your podcasts.
This episode is brought to you by Anytime Fitness. We're not all professional athletes, but we all have health goals. That's why Anytime Fitness gives you access to personalized plans and support from a coach. Plus, you can track your training, nutrition, and recovery progress with the Anytime Fitness app, just like the pros. With 24/7 access to more than 5,000 gyms worldwide, get more from your gym membership. Visit anytimefitness.com to try it for free today. Terms, conditions, restrictions all apply. See website for details. This episode is brought to you by Atlassian. Atlassian software like Jira, Confluence, and Loom help power the collaboration needed for teams to accomplish what would otherwise be impossible alone. Because individually we're great, but together we're so much better. That's why millions of teams around the world, including 75% of the Fortune 500, trust Atlassian software for everything from sports exploration and green energy to delivering pizza and podcasts. Whether you're a team of 200 or 2 million, Atlassian software is built to help keep you connected and moving together as one.
I'd have got in touch with Ryan and said, take this out, take that out, take that bit out, take this out. How you doing, everybody? Welcome to Righty's House on Ringer FC. A very special Christmas quiz special, and the guests are at Full House. Musa Kwanga, Ryan Hahn, Jeanette Kwashi, Mayoa Kwoji, Carl Anker, and Flo Lloyd Hughes. What's happening?
Vibes.
We're all together. Cheers, everybody.
Inside.
How we doing? Everybody cool?
Yeah. Vibes.
Oh, yeah.
It's all vibes, man.
Merry Christmas to you, to everyone listening.
So, right, how's the quiz going, man? How's it going to work?
Oh, yeah, quiz. Right, yeah, okay. So, we thought that because no one wants to hear you be the quiz master because
I want to be in the
everyone
quiz.
Wants to hear that'll how you be you battling. So, I thought I'd do the quiz.
Do the quiz.
Three rounds. Mm-hmm. First round is five questions. Second round is 10. And the third one is 10.
What do we win?
Bragging rights.
No, come on, man. I thought there was going to be some prizes. Like,
oh, come on, Jeanette. It's not the Olympics.
Everything has to have something. Jeanette needs a gold, silver, or bronze.
So basically, you all got a pen and paper?
Yeah. Yep.
Yes.
Well, let me introduce you to Quizmaster Rye. We're in the house.
Do not to kill me.
Where's the GLA?
God, look at my guys. He's got a suit and tie.
Do not kill me.
Where's the suit and tie on, bro?
This is cup final attire. This is huge.
Gosh, is that football manager level?
Yeah.
You look good in that gear, right?
Three rounds. Are you ready?
Okay, round one.
First question, round one. Which member of Righty's House?
Lord have mercy.
Are you serious?
This needs to be released after our deaths.
Yeah.
You need to release the unredacted, unedited podcast.
Same as Moose's
hot take.
Ryan, you're trying to kill me. Oh, shit.
Why are you blaming me? Listen. But we've amended the rounds. There's been some... we've had to go to the steward's office.
Some people are working with the outfit here.
This is already infamous. This is infamous. Listen.
Oh, my word.
Question number one. You ready?
Yeah.
Six players got into double figures for goals scored in the WSL in 2020-2021 season. Can you name them all? And you get a point for each.
Okay. Oh my God.
Jesus.
How many six?
Six.
Can you repeat the question, please?
Six players got into double figures for goals scored in the WSL 2020-2021 season. Can you name all of them? And you get a point for each.
Okay. This is hard, Ryan. Why did you make it so hard straight away?
Well, I tried to make it easy, and that look where that got us. I'm going to give you all a few extra seconds because it's too fucking hot. I'm taking this off.
Costume change.
Always go with the genie.
Well, I think I've got five. I don't know if they're all right.
Number two. About which player did Righty say this on Righty's House? I feel so proud of him. The way he was treated in this country.
Jesus Christ. Did I didn't say that.
In this
yeah,
country.
You did.
You absolutely
said
that.
The way that he was treated in this country, that has to be a player who has left.
Don't help the others out, Jeanette.
Jeanette, I like Jeanette's thinking out loud. Carry on thinking out loud, Jeanette.
Jeanette, channel that elite athlete mentality.
I know. All right, let me shut up.
So, I feel like I was on this
episode. Can you repeat
it,
please?
About which player did Wrighty say, I feel so proud of him, the way he was treated in this country? Someone Wrighty is in touch with on WhatsApp.
Oh. Ooh, is that a clue?
That's a clue.
Well, I've written my answer down, so what's the time limit, Ryan?
You know, the sad thing about it is, it could literally be one of a handful of people, but it's all the same demographic and type of footballer.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Number three, which player did Ryan think David Luiz could persuade to join Arsenal?
Oh, crap.
Oh, wow.
So for those who don't know, the questions are a mixture of normal football ones and things that happened on Wrighty's house this year. Only this
David
year.
David Luiz convinced the guy. All right.
Which player did Ryan think David Luiz could persuade to join Arsenal?
So that's either ex-Chelsea, ex-PSG or Brazil national.
Or Brazilian.
Team.
Oh, right. Okay. Right. No, I don't know this, but I'll guess.
To join Arsenal?
Yes. Play along at home, everyone.
He said he could.
Do you know what? I feel like I was on this pod. I actually feel like I was on this pod and we spoke about this.
Oh my God, this is going to be hard, eh?
5 seconds.
I feel stressed.
Don't worry about it. Hey, it's all fun. The one rule about Ryan's quiz is that everyone wins.
Right. I love that, Ryan. I love that.
Apart from me, I'm definitely last. So, number four. And the final question of this round. Manchester City, Atletico Madrid, and Inter all won their leagues in 2021. Mm-hmm. Each of them played 38 games. Who ended up the season with the most points? You get a point for the correct team, a bonus point if you can name the correct number of points.
Ooh. Okay, give me the leagues again.
Manchester City, Atletico Madrid, and Inter won the Premier League, La Liga and Serie A respectively last season. They all played 38 games. Mm. Who ended the season with the most points? You get a bonus one for the number of points. But that's just because who's going to get the number of points? And it's a freebie.
Right, I feel really... Okay, I'm fine. I've just made a guess.
I'm going to have to guess the points.
So that's round one.
Mm-hmm. Oh my God.
my word. How many rounds have you got?
Three.
I've just guessed the points.
You're done?
Yeah.
You're done?
Yeah. Ian, like you said at the top, it's just
I'm
vibes.
I'm just pure vibes. I'm answering questions off of pure vibes.
All right, do you want the scores?
Yes, Rye, go on, Rye.
After round one, in the lead are Carl and Jeanette on 5 points.
Shut up.
My word.
Ian.
Are you joking?
Mayowa, Musa and Flo are all on 4 points.
Oh, it's tight. It's tight. It ain't over.
How's that happened?
Hang on a minute. There's been an error in the counting. Musa is also on 5 points.
Okay. Look at him.
Jeez.
Big dog.
Inside.
Okay, do you want the answers?
Yes, please.
Okay, the six players that got into double figures were Sam Kerr, Viv Miedemar, Frank Kirby, Caitlin Ford, Chloe Kelly, and Ellie White. About which player did Wrighty say this about, I feel so proud of him, the way he was treated in this country? Romelu Lukaku. Which player did Ryan think David Luiz could persuade to join Arsenal?
Mbappe or Neymar?
Tell us, right?
Sergio Aguero.
What?
I remember you saying that. Why would he do that? Where was he to do that?
That was egregious.
Aguero. I was on that pod.
And the final question, Man City, Atleti and Inter all won their leagues in 2020-2021. Yeah. Who ended the season on the most points?
City?
Inter. On 91. Inter. Atleti and Man City were both on 86.
Oh, I put 87 Man City. I'm quite happy with that.
I think you did really well. I think you all... Hey, can I just say something at the end of that round? I think you all did great.
Thanks very much, Ryan. What a guy.
Round two.
Okay, all right. I'm ready.
Right. I'm quite happy, yeah.
I'm going to start this with a quote. Watching a goalkeeper run forward is like watching an amphibious creature. They can walk, but they would rather be swimming. It's not expected to be on the beach that long. Which goalkeeper was Moussa Okwonga talking about?
Wow. One of my own takes. One of my own takes.
Read that one again.
Such a Moussa quote.
Oh my God.
Watching a goalkeeper run forward is like watching an amphibious creature. They can walk, but they would rather be swimming. It's not expected to be on the beach that long. Which goalkeeper was Moussa talking about?
Things I come out with. I don't know my own takes.
Genius. You're genius.
It is a Premier League goalkeeper.
Wow. I don't know what to say. I don't know.
I think you'll get it.
I think I know who it is.
Question six. Flo once said, when she is up to speed, I'm predicting a big season for her. About which Women's Super League player?
Do you remember Flo?
I don't. No clue.
Right, you must have dug through the archives here. What a
man. No. Roscoe did all of the Righteous House questions and dug back through them.
Wow, Roscoe. What a legend. Roscoe. What a legend.
When she's Heroes up to speed.
She scored at the weekend. There you go, there's a clue.
Oh, don't do that. I've got to scribble out my answer now.
Yeah, what are you doing that for? Why did you...
Oh, what? Sorry.
Don't do that, Rye, because now...
I don't even know my own takes. I don't even remember my own hot takes.
I don't remember when I said that in the booth. I don't remember what track that was.
Exactly. Can't remember my own bars.
Oh. This is joke.
All right, you ready? Number seven. Emil Smith-Rowe took the number 10 shirt for Arsenal this season. What was his previous squad number?
Oh, come on.
Yeah.
You know that,
Yeah. No, I saw a picture, so I think I know it's, I think it's the right one. I saw a picture.
I'm going to have a stab in the dark.
Ready? Number eight. Ooh, number eight. Moose's favourite question. Who did Flo describe as her favourite manager in women's football who has had to put up with a load of shit?
I too many takes.
It might be.
Man's not.
This person. Not the person who we think.
Oh, gosh.
Let me see if there's a clue.
Oh, yes.
You want a clue?
Yes, okay.
You've given two flow questions.
I'll give this a go. Okay.
This makes it, this works in her favour. Right?
Hey, listen to you. Wait, what questions at the end? That literally only one person in here can answer.
Really?
Yeah.
Really?
I don't feel good.
Why? You're doing great. Listen. Seven of you, and there was only a point separating you in the first round. That's amazing.
Yes, and the listeners are going to double our scores. They'll be like these clowns.
Right. Number nine. From the start of the 2018-19 season to the end of last season, only two players had scored over 30 goals and also provided over 30 assists in the top five European league, men's league.
Wow.
Who are they?
So it's not just the Premier League?
Ever, okay. Ever.
Goals and assists.
So from the 2018-19 season to the end of last season, only two players had scored 30 plus goals and also provided 30 plus assists in a top five men's European league.
Oh, God. I'm gonna go with these two.
I know, I'm going to go with these two.
Okay, cool.
You get a point for each, by the way.
Okay.
And 30 assists. Both of them with 30 assists as well.
One question right here.
Got it.
So from the 2018-19 season to the end of the last season, only two players had scored 30 goals and also provided 30 assists in a top five men's European league. Who are they? Big players.
Big players.
Big game, big players.
Five more questions in this round. Okay. Which Spurs midfielder did Mayowa say has no nutrients to what he's doing?
Oh my
God. Which Spurs
I
gotta go.
Mayo, can you remember?
Wow.
I think I do.
Which
did you say that?
Which Spurs midfielder did Mayowa say has no nutrients to
no
what
nutrients,
he's doing?
You know? Why would you say that?
Because he's a Chelsea fan and he's mean.
I'm thinking of
someone who's got issues. If it's just a personal agenda.
That's a very clarifying description.
No. I think I remember who this is about.
It's a vendetta. Yeah, it's something else.
Okay, if I put two answers down, can you just pick the right one, please, Ryan?
Nope.
Is that how you're flexing? For real, isn't it?
I'm trying, man, because I can't pick between the two. What did you say, Mawa?
No nutrients.
You're talking about someone who kicked
someone.
That's a personal comment.
All right.
I think it was part of the quote.
I remember what Moyo was saying about Southgate central midfield, and he goes, he wants those boys to stay in the centre. Moyo gives very specific instructions to central midfielders.
Right, question 11. In the history of men's top flight football in England, Manchester City's win over Newcastle meant that they registered the most league wins in a calendar year. Whose record did they beat? Point for the team, point for the year.
The year, dear. I can't do that one.
You don't know that thing. They listen to the whip for the free. The whip for the free.
You all got your answers?
Yeah.
I think only two of us were alive.
I know I'm going with.
Number 12. Which Manchester United player did Carl Anker say has constantly wrong-footed him? Wrighty compared this player to Prince Nassim Hamed, saying he defies what is meant to happen.
Okay, okay.
Which Manchester United player did Carl say has constantly wrong-footed him?
Oh, I think I know this one.
Is it up-to-date player or back-in-the-day player?
Current Manchester United player.
I'm just going to put the player that's always the main character in Carl Anker's Manchester United memoirs.
Oh, this is
That's the only option I have. There's always one man. That's the cover star.
Carl, do you know the answer to this? You know the answer to this?
I think I do. By the way, comebacks of the year, but like returns of the year has to go to that Carl Anker. That swift, just subtle flicks. I spoke a few things about United. Here's the podcast link. Listen if you like.
Wow, that's what it's this is, really. He said that.
Yeah, yeah. That's how you came back onto tour.
Oh, really? Right, yeah.
Said a few things about United.
Yeah. Thank you to everyone listening and everyone here for your really kind words for the 2 months.
We love really you. Yes, I hope you feel that listen, deep in your chest.
No weapon formed against you shall prosper.
Deep.
The love is strong.
Listen.
All right, question 13.
Right, 13.
We're going to the Bundesliga.
Big Bunda.
Big Bundesliga. Robert Lewandowski famously broke Gerd Müller's Bundesliga goals in a single season record last year with 41. This weekend, he also broke Gerd Müller's 50-year-old record for the most Bundesliga goals in a calendar year. How many goals has Robert Lewandowski scored in the league in 2021?
I think I know this, right? I hope I do.
Final question of the round. This year, the Righties House Wall of Fame was introduced. Who was the very first inductee?
Oh, don't do that. Oh my gosh, I was on that episode.
I know this.
Your contract extensions are depending on this answer.
Yeah, man.
Okay, I think I've got it.
Oh, no.
Okay, so at the end of that round, or shall I read the answers first?
Read the answers first.
Yeah.
Answers for the listeners at home.
Watching a goalkeeper run forward is like an amphibious creature. From Musa, he was talking about Alisson Becker.
Yeah.
I got Alisson.
Inside.
Because he's literally inside. The only person who leaves his area all the time.
Flo once said, when she is up to speed, I'm predicting a big season for her. Ella Toon.
Oh, man. Ooh. I didn't get that right.
Oh. Emil Smith Rowe took the number 10 shirt. What was his previous squad number? 32.
32. Oh,
yes.
I put 31. What was it? 32. Yes.
32.
Number 8. This is the question. I wasn't sure about this one, but fingers crossed.
Who did Flo describe as their favourite manager in women's football who has had to put up with a lot of shit? Carla Ward.
Wasn't Hope Powell. Okay.
For the next one, some of you got one, none of you got the other guy.
Okay.
From the start of the 2018-19 season to the end of the 2020-21 season, only two players had scored 30-plus goals and also provided 30-plus assists in a top 5 men's European league.
Messi.
Lionel Messi. Yeah.
Mo Salah.
Jadon Sancho.
No way. He's a bad man.
Jesus, that is a brilliant
How
one.
Many goals has Jadon Sancho scored? I thought he'd be too young. I thought he'd be too young.
I didn't
think
he had that many.
Lionel Messi scored 91 goals and 43 assists. Sancho, 37 goals, 41 assists.
Wow.
He's a bad man.
We should have known that Ryan would have had some Bundesliga business going on in that answer.
Right, how close was Mbappe to that then? Because Mbappe must have been very close.
Don't care because I only put those two down. Sorry, don't know. which Spurs midfielder did Mayowa say has no nutrients to what he's doing? Tanguy Ndombele.
Oh, is it? I thought it was Dele Alli.
No.
Oh.
I thought it had to be Harry Winks.
No, Ndombele.
I thought it was Dele Alli.
Yeah.
I put Dele Alli.
Manchester City's win over Newcastle meant that they registered the most league wins by an English top flight men's side in the calendar year. They broke Bob Paisley's Liverpool side from 1982. Yeah.
Yeah. I almost put 82.
Okay, I got the year right, but I got the team wrong.
Which Man United player did Carl say has constantly wrong-footed him and that Ian compared to Prince Nassim Hamed, saying he defies what is meant to happen? Mason Greenwood.
Oh. I wanted to put Greenwood. Oh. Yes. Oh, I love it, man.
I got it wrong.
How many Bundesliga goals has Robin Lewandowski scored in 2021? 43.
Yes! Oh. I got that one!
But I said 42, but that was the old record.
Man, I'm having a stinker.
This round is smelling.
The final one for a lot of you are in a lot of trouble. The first inductee of the Righties House Wall of Fame was Jimmy Greaves.
Yeah!
I don't think I got... I think I got three fucking points.
I must have done well there.
So, after that round, Flo is on 6 points. Mayowa and Jeanette are on 8 points. Carl and Musa are on 9 points. And Ian Wright is out front in with 11 points.
Oh my word.
Oh my days.
How?
Are you ready for round three?
Yes, we are.
Yes, final round. Let's do this.
FC Barcelona player Maria Leon, commonly known as Mappy Leon, has a neck tattoo which of the following sentences? Mesque un club. Looks can be deceiving. Never give up. Or beep, beep. Who got the keys to the Jeep? Vroom.
Hang
on. You ready? We've got a quote for this one. Mm-hmm. When Samwise carries Frodo all the way up the hill and Frodo just drops the ring, Samwise was trying to celebrate. Which two Arsenal players was Musa Okwonga talking about?
I knew it was going to be Musa. I knew it was going to be Musa.
Repeat the question, please.
When Samwise carries Frodo all the way up the hill and Frodo just drops the ring, Samwise was trying to celebrate. Which two Arsenal players was Musa talking about? And I'll give you a clue. It was this season.
Okay.
I'm going to put one.
Don't know my own takes. Jesus.
I've got one answer there.
Number 17. Who is responsible for Manchester City women's biggest defeat of 2021? And what was the scoreline? Point for each.
2021. Let me think. Oh, God.
2021.
So all last
That's a wow,
well.
Isn't it?
Okay, hold on.
Okay. Okay. Yeah. Okay. It's all the injuries.
Do you know it, Jeanette?
Got it.
Flo, you got it?
I think so.
I think so.
It's a lie.
It's true.
It's a lie.
Calendar year, yeah? Mm-hmm.
It's a lie.
The whole calendar year.
Yep.
Oh, dear. This is really bad.
It's not Barcelona. There's a clue. It's not Barcelona.
Did you just say it's not Barcelona?
Yeah.
That's literally what I've got written down.
Number 18. This year, Sheffield Hallam University gave an honorary doctorate to which England international? I will narrow it down and give you a clue. It is to which Lionesses squad member?
Oh.
Sheffield.
Who's run that way?
Like it's round the corner.
Oh my word.
Oh my God. Ryan, these are actually really hard questions.
I'm having a great time, I must say.
I'm having a wonderful time.
It's about the taking part, you know?
No, it's not, because it's all fun because it's the backlash.
Who's going to backlash? Quizzes are fun, man. The great thing about quizzes, if you do them in the right way, everyone wins.
Ryan's got to do fucking pet talks to man just because he's on a quiz. What a rascal. So just get on with it, man. You're one of the most beautiful writers I've heard and poets.
Don't kill me.
Do you know why I'm doing this? Because I would have come last.
I would have
come last.
These four questions I've put down here, these four answers I've put
wrong.
Down here,
they're wrong for me.
I don't think they're right, but you know what?
Do you hear that, everyone? There's motivation. Right, he's there for the taking. Go on. Right, number 19. Did Flo Lloyd-Hughes eventually get her Tobin Heath original WSL numbered shirt from the Arsenal store? Yes or no?
This is one from the WhatsApp archives. I mean...
Did Flo Lloyd-Hughes of Wrighty's House and other outlets eventually get her Tobin Heath original WSL numbered shirt from the Arsenal store?
Oh.
Talk about a Sam and Frodo quest and a half.
Is that just a straight yes or no?
Yes or no.
Flo's had a bit of shirt trouble in 2021. There was the Raheem Sterling saga as well over the Euros.
When they run out of tens. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that was stressful. Got it in the end, though.
It ended strong with the one he wore after the Women's Cup final. That was strong.
Yeah.
Question number 20. Which Arsenal player did Musa describe as leaving vapor trails across Highbury?
Vapor trails.
Say that again. Sorry, Ryan. Question
which
number 6.
Which former Arsenal player?
Yeah.
Former?
Well, yeah, because Arsenal don't play at Highbury, do they?
Oh, of course.
Oh, it's a one.
Which former Arsenal player did Musa describe as leaving vapor trails across Highbury?
Vapor trails.
Vapor, yeah.
I love that. He knows something. I don't know.
I feel like I've got it. I feel like I've got it.
Stressful. Oh, I don't know.
Just talking any old how.
It's a long day, Ryan.
Yeah, I think I've got that.
All right. Number 21.
Oh, my.
True or false?
Yeah.
Elite athlete Jeanette Kwakye's best ever 100 meter time came at the 2008 Beijing Olympics.
Bro, I don't even know, you know.
Don't hustle me. I know you know this.
But that, I feel like that's a clue, because I feel like if it was, she would remember it.
Jeanette lost. No? She broke the record every round.
Jeanette has bare children in this.
You're telling me she broke the record? What, her kids are causing her so much problems. She's forgetting them things.
Jeanette has bare kids.
Yeah.
No, Jeanette, your influence is actually amazing. Like,
I'm not new to this, you know, Myers. I'm not new.
They respect you. That's the thing, though. They respect you.
Three more questions.
Three more. Go on, then.
Number 22. In their 2020-2021 league campaigns, which of the following teams scored more goals per game? So, 2020-2021 league campaign only. Which of these teams had the highest goals per game? Goals per game. Chelsea men. Chelsea women. Manchester City men or Manchester City women?
Okay.
Guess I'm going to slap this guest down.
That's a very good question, Ryan. It's a very good question.
It's a very, very good question.
That's a tough question.
It's a very, very good question. I don't know if I got it right, but it's a very nice question. I must say.
Chelsea men, Chelsea women, Man City men or Man City women?
I really might not get a question right this entire
round. No, you will. You have to believe.
But I'm having a good time. I'm learning.
That's the thing.
Yeah, man.
We're learning. No one loses here.
Yeah, that's Wrighty's House. We win together, we lose together.
Every loss is a lesson.
Do you know what's so mad as well? People are going to be listening at home, and some of these questions, you can't just Google the answer. You're going to have to do like separate things to compare.
You have to go back into Spotify and think, what date was that? Maybe you just tuck into an old episode of Wrighty's House.
That's amazing.
Number 23.
Okay.
The penultimate question. Which current Netflix show did Arsene Wenger say he had been watching?
Oh, don't do that.
Oh, God.
The one that he fell asleep to. He fell asleep to it.
This is also why I think I couldn't do this, because editing them, you get to hear everything three times.
Oh,
yeah. You never forget.
I didn't know. I can't remember.
Which
great
current
question.
Netflix
great
show question. Did Arsene Wenger say God. He had been watching?
Can't remember.
I'll give you a clue. It occurred at the end of the interview.
Oh, that's going to bug me.
I know it because he said it. Because he said it with that little smile. He paused for comic timing.
He said he falls
I'm pretty sure there's a snippet in the group chat. And we laugh. Oh, that's going to bug me.
All right. The final question of the Righteous House 2021 Christmas quiz is...
Come on, let's do this.
This episode is the 50th Righteous House episode of this calendar year.
Wow.
Ooh, amazing. Amazing.
I'll drink to
well
that.
Done, Ryan.
How many cheers. Of those 50 episodes have flowers in the title?
Ooh. That's a good question.
In the podcast title,
how many of the 50 Righteous House episodes from this calendar year have flowers in the
title?
No, what are you doing? I can see your phone.
No, I'm taking a picture of my answer to send it to you.
I thought you were scrolling through the feed.
No.
All right, I'm done. I'm gonna send you a picture.
That's one of them questions. You can't start trying to think her out. You just have to write a number and then send it off, man.
No, man. Any number, just send it anyhow.
Oh my goodness.
What's going on, man? Tightness. Mayowa.
Shall I go in reverse order?
Yes, please.
Reverse, man.
Just let us know
who's
the
worst.
As soon as I hear my...
Answers first, please.
Yeah.
Okay.
I don't feel nervous.
It's nervous already, man.
Barcelona's Mappy Leon has a neck tattoo with which of the following sentences is looks can be deceived.
I didn't get that right.
Oh, man, I would never give up.
This one was unfortunate because it was a point for both of them. So some of you got one of them, some of you didn't get the other, but unfortunately I couldn't award it. When Samwise carries Frodo all the way up the hill and Frodo just drops the ring, Samwise was trying to celebrate. Which two Arsenal players was Musa talking about? Bukayo Saka and Emil Smith-Rowe. Smith-Rowe had scored and forgot to celebrate with Bukayo Saka.
Yes, I remember he blanked him.
It was such a second.
The only reason I got that right is because I was having a walk just now this evening and I was discussing how that is that's the energy of someone who claims all credit for the group project. Even though they've been asleep for most of the class, they wake up, they're like, yeah, we got 4 marks. Like, what? We? Like, yeah.
Who is responsible for Man City women's biggest defeat of 2021? And what was the scoreline?
Is it Arsenal?
It was Arsenal 5-0, yeah?
It was Arsenal 5-0.
I thought it was Chelsea 5-0.
No, Chelsea was 4. Chelsea was 4-0.
Yeah, Chelsea was
4-0.
Oh my God.
How can I get that wrong? Yeah. And I watched the game.
Dead, man.
This quiz.
This
man.
Year, Sheffield Hallam University gave an honorary doctorate to which England international, which we said was Lionesses? Millie Bright.
Oh my God. Yes. Yes. I got that right. Did you all get it right? I got it right. That's long. I need to get questions right that you lot ain't getting right.
This is tricky though, because. So did Flo eventually get her Tobin Heath original WSL numbered shirt from the Arsenal store?
I said no.
Store?
I said yes.
The question is no, because she didn't get it from the Arsenal store.
I didn't. Arsenal let me down.
Where'd you get it from then?
I got it from a separate website.
This is a trick question.
That's a trick question. The answer is no.
Carl Anker got half a point on this because he said Flo got the shirt.
Yeah, but I said no.
Yeah. So you're right then.
But she did get it. She got it, right?
But she didn't get it from the Arsenal store.
No. Ryan, these trick questions.
I didn't write this one. This is Roscoe's. It's not mine.
You can't be bullied by Jeanette on this because...
I'm not being bullied by Jeanette.
She's not happy. She's not happy. Look how she's sitting back in her seat
because
now.
I'm not being funny. Yeah. This is... That's a fix.
Do you know what? Yeah? I'm gonna Jeanette.
You did say it was a yes or no question. You can take away the half point. I'm not gonna get mad.
I think if you get somebody in a quiz that can get this vexed, then I think you gotta keep going at them. You gotta tease, Aaron Ramsdale them. You gotta take it to them.
I'll take the half point away. Thank you, Carl. Thanks, Carl.
For the sanctity of the group chat, we've got to take it away.
Which
player did Musa describe as leaving vapor trails across Highbury? Mark Overmars.
I was going to put Overmars.
True or false? Jeanette's best ever 100 meter time came in the 2008 Beijing Olympics. True. It was 11.14.
True.
I got that one.
Look at that.
She ran 11.26 a few months before to win the national championships in Birmingham.
Jesus Christ, look how fast she was, wow. Man.
11.
Wow.
11.
Literally the only question I've got right in this whole round.
No, that's incorrect, actually. You got three.
Oh, thanks.
Jeanette, did you ever come out of the blocks so quickly that you lost balance and fell on your
face? No,
I came out
of the blocks so quickly once that I didn't, I thought I full started.
You misstepped.
Really?
You did. Did you slow down then?
No, but I was really aware that I was so far in front and I was confused, yeah.
Just looking back like, whoa.
Just, I was like, right. I was like, where is everyone? Then they caught me eventually.
You bitches are slow.
Where the bitches?
Come on. Oh, man.
Wow. Okay.
Next question, Rye.
In the 2020-2021 league campaigns, who scored the most goals per game? Chelsea men, Chelsea women, Man City men, or Man City women?
Chelsea women.
Chelsea women.
Chelsea women.
Chelsea men got 1.5. Man City men got 2.18. Man City women got 2.95. And Chelsea women got 3.13.
Yay!
I think everyone got that, you know. Inside. I think that was the first.
I thought it was Man City women.
Oh, Musa, it's going to be a full
but,
house.
I mean, look at that. Like, it's like 0.18 out. That's really tight.
Barcelona have got like 100 goals in
Barcelona finished this last season with 99 points.
I know.
That's unbelievable. Insane. They've got like 100 goals in something. Right. I don't know, something, a ridiculous amount of games already.
Ridiculous. 20 games.
What current Netflix show did Arsene Wenger say he had been watching?
Was Squid Game?
Squid Game.
Unauthorized Living.
Oh, no. I thought it was Unnatural Selection.
What's that?
I knew it was unsomething.
It was unsomething.
Okay.
What's unauthorized living?
I have no idea. But apparently, he said it's nice to go to sleep.
Well, it can't be that fascinating.
Okay. I'm going to add that to my little playlist now.
Okay, Arsene.
And one final Writer's House question. This is the 50th Writer's House episode of this calendar year. How many of those 50 have flowers in the title? 18.
I was so close. I put 14.
I
said 17.
Oh, you should have got something for that. Should have got something for 17. Closest should get something.
I'm going to give Carl his half point back.
Give him his half point back. Yeah, because that's amazing. 17.
Can I get half point for Saka?
Yeah. You get. I'm gonna. Do you know what? I'm gonna give Jeanette a half point.
Thank you.
Give her it. Aww. So as we did, yes, because honestly, well, she's gonna make me cry. She looks.
Do I get? Yeah, I think I put Rowe. I put Smith Rowe. So give me a half point for Smith Rowe.
Sorry, we're closed now.
What the hell?
It's done.
What's the scores, please?
If you don't ask, you don't get. All right.
Closed mouth. Do not get fed. Closed mouth. Do not get fed.
Closed mouth.
Okay. In reverse order, with 11.5 points, Jeanette Kwatche.
Oh my God. Thanks, consolation clap. Thanks, guys. I started so well.
Next, on 12.5 points.
It's me.
It's Carl Anker.
A big collapse. Oh, don't kill me. Big collapse.
First half good, second half not so good.
Oh, mate.
It's the apocalypse.
Do you know what? Do you know what's frightening? Me and Carl, we do this for a living. We're literally like sports broadcasters. Like we're in the box.
We've all catfished ourselves.
We definitely have. Okay, go on next.
In joint second place.
Joint second?
Wait, hold on. How is that possible?
I must be involved.
There's a joint first.
In second.
On 13 points, Mayor Quadra.
Oh.
Musa Okwonga. And...
Ian Wright.
Ploloy Hughes.
Oh, yes!
I knew it.
No way.
I knew it.
I don't deserve
it. This is bigger than no, accept his speech. Let's
oh,
kiss.
Oh my God.
And the winner of the first ever Righty's House Christmas quiz.
Oh my God.
I can't believe this.
With 17 points.
17 points.
We gonna replace him.
I don't win stuff. I don't win stuff.
I never spared it.
Can't have Writer's House without the writer.
I don't.
Ian Wright has won the first ever Writer's House Christmas quiz.
So good.
What are the odds?
You know something? I just had all I could. Thank you so much. I don't deserve it. You know what I've done? I wrote down my questions and I had confidence in them.
Wow.
I didn't know.
That's all it takes.
I just, honestly, I didn't.
That's unbelievable.
You know
well
something?
Done.
It takes me back when I was at school I was so nervous about anything like this. I wouldn't do it. Leave the classroom, wouldn't turn up for the exams and everything, and look at me now.
If it wasn't for Moose's hot takes, literally, where would Ian be?
Literally.
That is his education. That is his AQA.
When the teacher said that there's going to be a quiz tomorrow and there's going to be I'd go truant.
Ian, I'm going to call you, without irony, the professor. And if people ever ask, I'll be like, the professor. And like, that'd be one of the, you know, like your chairman of Crazy, that's one of your other names now. The professor.
Honestly, chairman.
And it's only right that in Righty's house that Righty wins. How disrespectful that we can come into Righty's house and win his quiz. Imagine that. That's disrespect.
No, it would have been.
That's disrespect.
There'd be a lot. And the thing is, I'd have got in touch with Ryan and said, take this out, take that out, take that bit out, take this out.
It'd be like, and in first place is Ian Wright.
You know something? It's just, you know what was really good is just to go back on just listening to Moose with the hot takes, those beautiful takes though.
Yeah. Which I then did not remember.
Moose said the takes just come and go. I love the fact that it's not like something that's rehearsed.
Ryan, what's the Allison one again?
Watching a goalkeeper run forward is like watching an amphibious creature. They can walk, but they would rather be swimming. It's not expected to be on the beach that long.
So what was it in reference to?
Alisson's header against West Brom.
Oh, yes, of course, the goal. Oh,
I think lovely. Moose's best one of the season or this year has to be, was it the Sissoko one where it's like you can't ask Destiny?
It never made it in.
Yeah,
it didn't exist because we had to re-record
it. It didn't exist, of course.
We had to re-record it.
My word.
What was it, Kamal?
Fabinho missed the sitter. Because no, he hesitated. No, it's Fabinho.
He hesitated
against Man City, and I was like, he hesitated because you can't, and that's why he missed, because you can't ask Destiny for permission.
I love that.
But it never made it in because we had to for some reason we had to re-record.
You can't ask Destiny
the audio,
for permission.
Yeah, the audio was gone.
It's like seriously, the Righty's House vault is deeper than the Prince vault. Deeper. I was going to, let's have a little bonus question because I think this might be my favourite Righty's House title of the year. complete this Righty's House title. This is an actual title of an actual podcast that we actually published in the world. Yes. Ian Wright. FA Cup,
what is coming?
Flowers for Frank Kirby, and a tactical breakdown of ...
Oh, Peppa Pig. No. It's something like that. It's something like one of these game shows.
It was a bit older than that.
Lightning McQueen.
McQueen or something like that. It would have been like...
Yeah, it is. You're so right.
No.
Cars.
What's the Loki?
What's the show? Loki.
Loki.
Here we go. From the 13th of January this year, featuring Jeanette Kwachi and Ryan Hunt on the podcast with Ian. FA Cup, Flowers for Frank Kirby, and a tactical breakdown of... Shrek.
Amazing. I knew it was one of those.
What, Christmas tree formation or 4-3-3? What were we thinking?
That's what you get.
Best podcast in the world.
Mm-hmm. Honestly, man. That's what you get.
Oh my
Listen,
God.
Man. Thanks a lot, guys.
Ian, do you not get any? What medals do you get apart from the bragging rights, Professor?
Hello.
He keeps the house.
Yeah.
That should have been it. Right, next year, whoever wins gets the podcast title changed to their name.
Oh my God.
It's a winner takes all.
House. Was it Empire where they kept changing like the...
What happened in Empire again?
An Empire, like each, like every two episodes, like someone else was like lead of the company and they'll just change the logo.
The CEO, changed every 5 minutes. My favourite was when Lucius made that track from Prison and it was like boom, boom, boom.
Bang, 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 bang.
Oh, that was a good bloody show, man. That was a good show.
Yeah, it was really good.
Really
season
good show.
Great.
It was so good.
Is it as good as Succession? So if it's Succession, right?
It's kind of like trashier version of Succession, but it's good.
But, I mean, Empire was good.
No spoilers for Succession.
Juicy Simile was a bit... And then, you know...
is a bit...
Meow. We haven't added any of those for a while. Who's been... All right, Jeanette, who... Can we have the Jeanette Kwachi Award for who has been moved the most? Meow.
We'll see. Jack Grealish has to be on there. Jack Grealish has to be on.
Wow, you know what? Jack. Maybe not, you know, because he was my last. He got the original, didn't he?
Meow.
Meow.
Yeah.
Nice one, man. Listen, guys, thanks a lot. Have a good Christmas, sir. See you in the new year.
Have a good Christmas.
Love
you,
I love everybody.
Cheers, everybody.
Cheers,
everybody.
Take it easy.
Cheers.
Thanks, guys. Bye. Thanks, everyone. Thanks to all my guests. You know, Musa, Ryan, Jeanette, Mayoa, Carl, Florence made it brilliant this year. It's been great. Doing these every week is a blinding time for me. It's a great time. It's been a tough year in the end for me, but these are the moments that make it all worth it, man, in what I'm trying to do here with you guys. You don't know how I don't want to go too deep, but you guys mean a lot to me in everything what I'm doing at the moment, and I'm so pleased to have you lot around me. So I just want to say thanks. Thanks a lot this year. Hopefully we can have the same kind of love and heinity next year, you know, and I wish only goodness and graciousness to everybody in the group. God bless you guys.